2 years ago, a deadly security operation in the town of Tak Bai intensified the conflict in Thailand's southern region. On the anniversary Wednesday, international rights organizations Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch called for the new military government to live up to its pledge of a fresh effort toward peace. They want 58 detainees in Tak Bai released, and officials related to the death of 78 others held accountable. The trouble started when a crowd gathered in front of the Tak Bai jail, where 6 men were being held for allegedly giving state weapons to Muslim insurgents. When the crowd refused to disperse, Thai soldiers started shooting, killing 6 men on the spot. Video news film footage showed men stripped of their shirts, hands tied behind their backs, stacked in trucks. 4 hours later, 78 men were dead. Thai forensic scientist Dr. Pawntip Rajanasanan told VOA what she saw.
On that day, I was called to go down to the south to collect the DNA samples. We went to the autopsy room and we saw a lot of bodies, I mean 78, lying over each other in the room, in the autopsy room. That's the first time that I saw.
Pawntip said many had been hit around the face area, but the main causes of death were asphyxiation and heat stroke. Sunay Pasuk is a representative for Human Rights Watch in Thailand.
The main issue here is the institutionalization of impunity. No one has been punished in whatsoever way. The senior officials have simply been removed from the scene, but still they are in position. They are still in important positions. So this has set a standard of impunity.
Thailand's Prime Minister, retired General Suryut Chalanot, has said peaceful resolution of the violence in the southern largely Muslim provinces is a priority of his government. He has expressed support for releasing those detained in Tak Bai. His cabinet has also approved the revival of a joint military and civilian security center to help promote reconciliation. The former government of Thaksin Shinawat had abolished that body and other avenues for dialogue. Military coup leaders have said they ousted the Thaksin government in September in part because of its heavy-handed approach in the south. The conflict has claimed more than 1,500 lives since early 2004. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.